spectacular gospel. One that I think is so very familiar to all of us, up there with the parable of the Good Samaritan. This parable of the prodigal son is just something that sticks in our memory. We can kind of pick it out like as soon as we start hearing the beginning of the story. And yet I think there's so many rich things that we can draw from this story. There have been scads of commentaries that I've been skimming through all week, trying to define something to share with you this morning. And it's funny because as I was looking through all that stuff, I thought to myself, this is all stuff I've heard before. I want to hear something new. I want to hear something different. Then it occurred to me, sort of look back at the other scriptures in the day, and in the book of Joshua, the focus is not just on celebrating the Passover, but on looking at what came to the people through God and their response to what came. There's a message of abundance in the manna that God provided to the wanderers when they were in the desert. And this celebration of Passover is not so much a celebration of abundance of earthly things, but an abundance of life. Because God provides eternal life. God provided life to those fleeing in the Passover. In the second reading, Paul talks about the abundance that comes from eternal life because of Jesus Christ. And then there's an exhortation here by Paul for us to mirror that eternal life by focusing on that gift of reconciliation. Then in the gospel, in this parable, we see three different characters. The character of repentance in the son who squanders all the money. The character of resentment in the older son upon the return of his brother. And even before the return of his brother. There's a sense of resentment in this older son at the father because he's doing what's expected of him and not getting what he perceives as a special reward for doing those things. And then we have the character of abundance of reconciliation, an abundance of care. And what really strikes me is in looking at these three characters in today's parable, who is it who has an abundance of joy? It's the Father. And that abundance of joy, I would suggest to you, comes from the fact that the Father is not caught up in the things of the world. In fact, at the very beginning of the parable, Jesus says, this young son goes up to his father and says, Father, give me the inheritance that's due to me. I wish you were dead. Give me the inheritance. Father divides up his inheritance and gives it to him without batting an eye, without being concerned. Because from his abundance, he knows there's more. He doesn't worry about what he has as much as he worries about who he has. And so his response to his son is to say, yes. Yes, I will give you what you want. That's where we have to be careful what we ask for. Because God will give us what we ask for. I would suggest to you that just like this son, in receiving and being wedded to these things of the earth, he lost sight of what was really valuable. And it wasn't until all the things of the earth for him had passed where he recognized with nothing what really mattered, his relationship with his father. So he makes an attempt to remedy that. but to do it in a real sense of humility by saying, you know, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I've broken the law of the land and the law of our God by wishing you dead. I don't deserve to be called your son. All I want is to be treated like your servant. Not this Father. This Father has an abundance of joy, an abundance of love, an abundance of reconciliation to offer. And I suggest to you that this abundance of joy comes from that willingness to say, I forgive you. Almost all of the commentaries that I looked at about this parable had a suggestion that we all identify with a certain character in the story. Usually we identify with the character of the son who squanders everything, or the son who is resentful upon his brother's return. I'd like you to think about being the character of the father. Contemplate what it means to be willing to do away with our weddedness to things of the earth so that we can be generous with those things, not looking for something in return, but just looking to provide purely out of love. But even more importantly, think about the joy that comes from an abundance of forgiveness. In this season of Lent, we seek forgiveness for ourselves, and God offers an abundance of that. There are opportunities here in our parish on Wednesday evenings and Saturday evenings to celebrate that forgiveness in the sacrament of reconciliation. I'm kind of sad at how overlooked that sacrament is in our faith experience. Perhaps some people believe, I don't need to tell another person my sins. I know God's forgiving me. And I believe that's true. Just this last week, in the prep program, we celebrated reconciliation with the students on Tuesday evening. And after the sacrament of reconciliation, we came back to the classroom and I debriefed the kids. And we talked about what it felt like to have somebody say, I forgive you, in the place of God. There was a feeling of freedom, a feeling of lightness that these young people experienced because they had the opportunity to be humbled by being honest about who they are and their failings, and to experience the abundant forgiveness and reconciliation of God. I want to encourage all of you in this season of Lent to contemplate what it might mean for you to humble yourself before God, to bring your sins to Him, and invite His forgiveness. Have that experience of abundance that comes out in joy, not in resentment. So that in this story, you can identify with all three of the characters, but know that the reality of God's abundance is available whenever you want it.